I'm Vonda Vaden Bates, and this week I've been hearing from people about how hard it is to transition from paying attention to something significant for a longer period of time. It could be a really full work day, a very, very intense work week, a stressful period of time that lasts weeks, months, even years. And there's been a consistent question for me this week in the work that I've been doing about how to transition from that. People noticing that when things do finally kind of quiet down a little bit, there seems to be a lot waiting emotionally to have to work with and be with. So this is a little bit of a response to those questions, that theme that came up this week. I find this helpful for me. Maybe you'll find it helpful for you. If not, I certainly hope that you'll find something that is helpful for you. We'll begin by noticing the breath. For some, this may be really natural and easy, something you do frequently. For some others, it may be a little less familiar. So one way to become familiar with your breath is to focus on the bridge between the two nostrils and literally just exhale first and feel if you can feel the air current coming from the nostrils. Inhale, feel the breath coming in on the inhale as well. And just do that a few times and notice if you feel the breath at that bridge between the two nostrils. And to the best of your ability, smooth the breath on the exhalation and the inhalation. Doing your best not to judge. Doing your best to just notice what is and meet what is where it is with regard to your breath and your presence and your attention at this particular time. Now you may want to just close your eyes or soften your gaze. You may even want to turn the video off if you've got video on and just listen. We're going to begin by bringing our attention and awareness to the base of the spine. For those who may be unfamiliar with the physical experience of the body, which can definitely happen if your attention or emotion has been aimed in a particular direction, sometimes feeling the body is not as easy. We don't take that for granted. So do your best to feel the vertebra in your spine. Just see if you can find one vertebrae that pops out for you. It may tickle a little bit. It may feel a little achy. It may feel a little stiff or loose. If you can do that, now just sort of travel down, if you aren't already there, to the base of the spine. And in your imagination, if you can't physically feel it, imagine the very, very, very bottom vertebra as it connects to your coccyx. Anchor there for just a moment and see what that feels like. This is where all movement in a mobile body comes from. For people who are immobile, there's still often an imaginary or energetic experience. Just like, for example, someone who doesn't have sight can often have an even more vivid imagination in their mind's eye than one who uses essentially their eyesight to imagine. So whatever your capacity, just bring your attention and your awareness to the base of the spine. And anchor your attention there for just a moment. And now begin to muse on a few questions. Not all of these questions will feel relevant for you, but maybe one or two will. What is it that you've been carrying like a weight in recent hours, days, weeks, months? What is it that you've been carrying as a weight? What is the potential of it being not so heavy for you? Not such a burden to carry? Perhaps even, what is the potential? Another way to put that is, how would you like to feel or experience things differently? Let the response to one or two of those questions roll around for you for just a moment. What's been a weight of concern? What's the potential for things being different? Now, once again, bring your attention into the vibration at the base of the spine. So without really thinking about the question, just begin to actually take a moment of pause to feel the impact of the question without thinking about it. Much like when an airplane travels through the sky, sometimes it will leave a trail, a visible trail behind. Even though the airplane isn't there anymore, the vibratory effect of its passing is still evident. When we ask ourselves a question or we turn our attention to contemplate something, the impact of it lingers even after we subside or withdraw our attention from it. And that's exactly what's happening when you have a full work week or you put your attention on something for a prolonged period of time. Even when you withdraw your attention from it, you still have the impact of having paid attention. So the purpose of this practice is to navigate that in a more aware way and consciously make a full shift into something different, into a different thought pattern or a different experience from a week to a weekend, for example. As you sit quiet, still, to the best of your ability, begin to notice if there are any emotional experiences coming up from you in that quiet. Or emotional impact of remembering your concerns or how you wish or want things to be different than they are. Just feel any emotion that may be coming up for you. Whatever it is, it's fine. If there's nothing, that's good too. Now bring your attention and your awareness into the physical frame of your groin area. So you're moving in a shift. It's sort of a forward shift from the base of the spine, just kind of sitting and anchored a little bit toward the back. Bring your shift and awareness to the body a little bit forward into the groin area. And as you experience whatever emotions might be coming forward, or whatever you are experiencing, merge that experience with the physical, to the best of your ability, physical experience of that part of your body. Might connect in a little bit with the hips. You might feel a little tension, tightness, especially if you have been in one particular kind of body position for a period of time. For some, it might have been driving for a while, others sitting, others standing, moving, lifting. And just begin to experience the merge of your emotions and your experience of what comes up for you as you have imagined any weights of concern or any areas that you have been paying attention to and thinking about the possibilities of what might be different, or the potential if things were different. And bring whatever stirs from that in the emotional sphere into the physical body there in the front of the groin. Now continue to bring almost like a ball of energy that's building, growing in size, in impact. Bring that energy up into the belly and particularly focus on the energy at the navel and the surrounding area that radiates out from the navel. I'm going to again ask a couple of questions and just see what comes up for you. What is stirring for you right now? What resistance is present for you right now? And or what excitement is present for you right now? As you think about the response to, or you notice your response to that question, simultaneously notice any physical experience that you have in the solar plexus region, in this area in your belly, specifically radiating out from the navel. Just notice. To the best of your ability without judgment. Remember to breathe. Now bring all of that up, imagining again sort of this increasing, might feel like a sphere, it might just feel like sort of a rolling energy up into the heart, into the chest. Feel that energy to the best of your ability. This is the place where we have exchange happening. Exchange happens on your exhalation, on your inhalation. It happens with your heart as it pumps through the body. It happens in all the vessels of your lungs, surrounding the lungs. In your heart region, the capacity for channeling is uppermost. The capacity for containing energy through channels so that lungs can do what lungs do, the heart can do what it does, the regions of the heart operating in tandem and cohesion with one another in a healthy state with some strain sometimes. Just be aware of the capacity of the heart, what it is doing 24/7, whether we're thinking about it or not. This region of our body is basically a traffic director, directing air, blood flow. That turns out to make all the difference. You might often hear yourself say or someone say, if you're in a moment of stress, to breathe, take a pause. And, you know, when you're in a period of stress, that can that can kind of sound a little like, yeah, whatever, that, you know, what's that going to do? But the truth is, this is the place where you can begin to direct energy, your attention, anxiety, be it on the excitement side or the worry side, the motivating side or the concerning side. It's at this juncture that choice begins to take precedent over the drives, the emotions, and instincts. This is the place where we have the capacity to give ourselves more options. And that is exactly what I'm proposing that we do if we are trying to shift from a prolonged period of attention. Even if it's been a great week, it still has maybe been a week full of our drives and our instincts and our emotions all bundled up together, kind of running on autopilot sometimes. So as we come up and we concentrate and we bring awareness in this heart region, it is a moment of saying, of remembering the capacity that we have to direct. Before we do that, though, take a breath and then just circle. For many, it will feel like you're going forward, like a ball rolling forward or the earth rotating forward, back into the belly region, taking the capacity for channeling and moving it back into the belly where there has been this sense of discombobulation, perhaps, a little chaotic, perhaps, upset, perhaps, excitement, perhaps. Doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing, although certainly as things get a little bit out of our control, we often do have that sense of worry or concern. So we're going to bring the capacity for containment and channeling that works so well for us in the lungs and the heart and our breath 24/7. And we're going to bring that capacity into the belly. And just take a moment without thinking too much. If you can, just feel the capacity of digestion and sorting things out. What originally can feel like kind of a chemical fire if you, like, for example, eat a meal that has a little fire or heat in it, or you overfill the belly a little bit, it can just feel like, at first it can feel really, really full. But the purpose of digestion is to take the capacity of sorting, the capacity of channeling that we just talked about that's uppermost at the heart, and operate with energy. So you think about the capacity of digestion. It sorts food and liquid. It takes matter and it puts matter in one particular direction, and that's going to go out the channel that it needs to go out, and it's going to absorb all the liquid that it can and move that liquid into a different direction, and it's going to take all the nutrients and it's going to move those nutrients into the bloodstream. The capacity here in the belly region is an extraordinary capacity to sort things out. And what I'm suggesting is that you can use the capacity here at the belly to sort other things out as well, not just that which we digest through our meals and our nourishment, our hydration. Allow the belly to just sort out any areas of excitement or concern, any stimulus that has accumulated over a period of time, be it Hours, days, weeks, months, years. Again, this is not something that you necessarily need to think about right now. Just imagine that that sorting out capacity can operate on behalf of anxiety, be it anxiety on the positive side, the negative side, or the neutral side. Stimulus, stimuli, stimulation. I'm going to go ahead and move forward, but my suggestion is that you take this exercise on your own pace. So if you're not quite ready to move yet and you want sorting out to linger a little longer, you can either push pause, or at some point you might want to memorize this practice so that you can do it on your own and in your own time. So once we've taken the capacity for sorting out that digestion so beautifully operates on our behalf and is a good illustration for the way that the channeling capacity that sits at the heart, the possibilities that exist when we pause and take a moment to let aeration happen, bring that capacity from the belly, from the heart to the belly, and now up to the throat region. And really concentrate to the best of your ability the imagining the vibratory capacity at the throat. You might even want to make a sound of some kind and feel the vibratory effect of that sorted out state, however sorted out it is at this point. It's not that there can be more sorting, more figuring out, more digestion, for example. But right now, the way it is the way it is. Bring that vibratory experience across the throat boundary and let some noise come out across even in the mouth. Ah, ha, whatever sound comes out, be present to the expression of what is sorted out. You may even want to talk to yourself, or this would be a good time to do any journaling of just raw information that comes up. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be edited in any way. It doesn't have to sound right or feel right, even just let the pure experience of expression be what it is at this moment. At the same time, here in the realm of the throat and the realm, the capacity that we have of expression is also the capacity of hearing, meaning listening. It's where reciprocal engagement begins to occur. Vibration creates an impact both forwards and backwards, if you will. There's a play. Listening, speaking, speaking, listening. And just note how that capacity operates on behalf of expressing yourself. Most of us don't want to just speak. We also want to be heard. And most of us don't want to just speak. We want to listen. We want to hear. Let that capacity be uppermost right now. And notice your own self-expression and listen to yourself. What is up for yourself right now? Take a moment to listen to that. Speak to yourself. Listen to yourself. Now begin to notice the impact of your expression and your reception to that expression. And as you do so, begin to roll forward again your physical concentration back into that groin area, the sacral region of the body. And imagine here an ocean, how pervasive the ocean is. How liquid will fill up any space. There is an impact, an influence that occurs when we express and when we receive. And for a moment, just begin to notice the influence for you right now of this particular practice thus far, and especially having listened to your own self-expression in whatever way it came up. What is the influence on you right now? There may be many things that come up for you, or just one, or you may have a sense of blankness. Whatever that is now, continue to rotate it as though it's coming up from the backside, almost in a sphere-like manner, and it comes up feeling the energetic experience of influence and bring it from the back of the head through the center of the eyebrows into concentration. Allow yourself to experience concentration. Let however you've been influenced linger here. Whatever the influence is for you of this practice so far, just let that radiate out from the center of the eyebrows forward. Let it extend a little bit if you can. You might even imagine some symbol that represents the influence. If no symbol comes forward and you want an image, you can imagine a flame or a light, firefly. Put the influence of this practice into a symbol and imagine dangling that symbol out in front of your eyebrow center, a few to several fingers out in front, and focus there. All the influence put into a symbol. That symbol concentrated upon to the best of your ability. Now, continue to bring forward that capacity for concentration, the capacity for choosing an object and lingering with that object, or that thought, or that feeling, or that experience. This is really no different than that which we have chosen to exit from. The long week, the long day, the excitement we have about a project, the trauma from a prolonged experience that was unpleasant, whatever it is for you, that concentration that you've had on it is now being replaced by a new concentration. Giving yourself choice about what you pay attention to can make a world of difference, can help you transition from one experience into another experience. Now bring that concentration around and now down, back around to the back, the base of the spine. Anchoring there for a moment and just asking yourself the question of the potential and the experience that you were having, what is your current experience? Just notice any changes, be they subtle or quite evident, or somewhere between. What's different now that you're revisiting this place? This place of stability that makes all mobility possible. The base of the spine. And now, whatever has changed or whatever is stimulating you now, bring that up to the crown of the head, very, very top of the crown of the head. And maybe even just a few fingers above it, if you can feel energy. Wherever it is that you can feel the most energy, either physically or within your imagination. And if you don't feel it, just sit with the possibility that that is possible for you maybe another time. And let the change linger there. Whatever is shifted, let it linger there for a moment. If it's pleasant, let it linger longer. If it's unpleasant, begin to just notice what that is for you. And now begin to imagine whatever that shift is becoming viscous. Whatever energy you feel, imagine it becoming a little bit viscous, almost like a syrup and then a honey. Imagine like a syrup and a honey filling a glass jar. And slowly let that viscosity of the energy begin to descend from the crown of the head, down past the forehead. It's coating you from the inside and the outside in your imagination. The viscosity of the experience of this practice now being brought forward energetically in a viscous way from the crown, now down through the center of the eyebrows. Imagine it even moving through your nose and your ears and your cheeks, your tongue, your mouth, your throat. Just imagine that your body is like a mason jar and this viscosity, this viscous nectar of this practice begins to influence these areas of your physical sheath, and if you've experienced it also in your energetic sheath, still floating down, descending to the shoulders, the chest, the back, the breast cavity, ribs, sides, stomach, organs. Navel center, lower waist, hips, groin, thighs, knees, shins, calves, inside of the ankles, outside of the ankles, heels, bottoms of the feet, tops of the feet, each and every toe, arms, elbows, wrists, forearms, each and every finger. Now returning your concentration and bringing that viscosity of the practice once again into the base of the spine. And imagine it getting even more concentrated, almost into like a little gummy bear, a little gummy worm. Anchoring it there at the base of the spine. Something has changed. Something is different. Something is present for you in this moment that was not present when you began this exercise. Your concentration has shifted in some way. You can repeat this as often as you like to keep a conscious capacity for shifting your attention. You can use it on behalf of moving attention in a particular direction, and you can use it on behalf of exiting from a particular attention. When you're ready, bring your hands in front of you and cup them, like if you were going to contain some water. Bring those up in front of your eyes, opening your eyes into the darkness of the palms of your hands. Slowly spreading your fingers apart to let the light in slowly. And when you're ready, dropping your hands. This practice is called reflexive integration. It can be used in literally hundreds of ways. It was given to Yogiraj Charles Bates through meditation. And we present workshops and trainings and coaching and consulting around this practice. And it's our great honor to be able to share it with you today. Thank you. Blessings and namaste.